what is best? To speak first or to hear first? In reality, our mission is what God calls us to do, not our perceived mission. That all it does is provide us some self-indulgence. That was not something that they wanted to do. So sometimes we have to do things that are inconvenient, not for to get the recognition, but to do God's calling. Now Moses did not want to confront Pharaoh. He did not want to be part of that Exodus movement, did he? And Moses had to be scared into submission by talking to a burning bush. Now I'm going to ask you, if you went up, you were out in the wilderness somewhere, and all of a sudden this bush lit up on fire and it wasn't consumed, it started talking to you and saying, you need to go out and you need to do this, would you be reluctant, or would you say, I don't know exactly who you are, but I know I am scared to death, so I'm going to do what you told me to do. Huh? That's how Moses was. You know, he didn't want to go out and serve. Neither did Abraham. Abraham didn't want to go out and leave the comfort of his land to go into the wilderness with Sarah and start a new life. But he was going on faith. All of us have that same predicament. We can speak first and say, this is what I'm going to do. This is my mission. Or we can hear first what God is telling us to do and submit to His instruction and say, no, your mission is not to do this. Your mission is to do that. Now we can work as if it all depends on us. But we know we are all interdependent on each other and controlled by the voices in our head. Are those voices in our head the demon voices of the woman that was subjected to demons for 18 years and asked for relief? And Jesus gave it to her on the Sabbath of all days? Wow, we're supposed to be in church, right? We got to go on faith that He's going to lead us into the right direction. If we've got some challenges in our life, don't let those challenges get the best of you. Hear His soft calling. And then begin to speak what He tells you to do. Not the other way around. Don't speak first and expect Him to hear what your mission is.
It really sounds right. Lord, I hope it sounds right. I hope I'm saying the right things. And I hope you will continue to bless others. Honor God by serving others in all that you do. So what is best? To hear first. To hear His word first. And then speak it into realization. Let us pray.